another document search. Only Sabrady, Fox News. The FBI at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. Classified material was found there weeks ago when Pence requested a review after President Biden's document discoveries. A person familiar with today's search tells Reuters it's consensual and related to the documents probe. Pence has also been subpoenaed as part of special counsel Jack Smith investigation of the former president.
Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland in November to look into the criminal investigation of classified documents kept by the former president at his Mar-a-Lago estate, as well as if he had any involvement with the January 6th riot.
Fox's Sean Landrill, a different special counsel probing President Biden's handling of classified material. Navy divers still recovering pieces of the Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast last Saturday, sending what's found to the FBI for analysis.
The FBI says that, in fact, much of the China spy balloon is still underneath the water. In fact, it's in two separate areas within a 15 football field long and 15 football field wide part of the ocean. We also do know that they have yet to recover a large portion of the payload, which is where they expect to find the majority of the onboard electronics on this spy balloon.
Fox's Brian Yenis off Myrtle Beach. They have recovered the balloon canopy, wiring, a small amount of electronics. Sources telling Fox there are some Western parts with English writing. Miracles are happening in Turkey.
People cheered as a mother and son were pulled out after surviving for more than 100 hours. And there's footage online of a newborn baby being rescued. Her mother apparently gave birth while trapped, though a relative told the Associated Press the mother has since died.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, more than 22,000 known dead now in the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A freshman member of Congress already under investigation faces more questions about his past.
Congressman George Santos was allegedly charged with criminal theft in Pennsylvania back in 2017 in a case connected with bad checks supposedly used to buy puppies from breeders. That information coming from a lawyer who claimed she helped the New York Republican with the case. The case was reportedly dismissed after Santos claimed that 9 checks totaling more than $15,000 came from a stolen checkbook. It's the latest in a number of questionable stories related to Santos' past, as he faces a list of allegations about lies related to his work history, education, and even fundraising.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington, a former staffer, has also accused Santos of sexual harassment. He has stepped aside from committee assignments but refuses to resign while House Democrats press for expulsion. One of the president's key aides is leaving the administration.
President Biden's communications director is leaving her post at the end of the month. Kate Bedingfield has led the communications team since the inauguration and was also a communications director for then Vice President Biden and a deputy campaign manager in 2020. She will be replaced by Bent LaBolt, another alum of the Obama administration. President Biden called Bedingfield a critical strategic voice and a key part of advancing his White House agenda. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man gets a year and a day in prison for smuggling finches into the U.S. again.
It was the second time Insaf Ali was sentenced in Brooklyn federal court for a crime related to bird trafficking, and he says it will be his last. 62-year-old Ali was stopped last year at JFK Airport with finches stuffed inside hair curlers, according to officials. He admitted he was importing the birds from Guyana for a birdsong competition.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. Ali got probation the first time. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.